I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Chuckies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's our colleague Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, 10-1. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, boys?
I guess it was about a week ago you had Coach Willard on the show. Curious, what was your overall impression afterwards? At that moment, did you think he was going to stay at Maryland? Because you asked him a really good question. Like, if you basically said something like, if you got everything that you want, are you going to stay here? And I was kind of convinced he was going to.
Yeah, I mean, he said yes when I asked him that. But I still had a feeling that there was a chance that he would go. And I think part of it was that I think, you know, a lot of Maryland fans have known that the situation really for the last two coaches hasn't been great. You know, the perception from the outside, you know, basketball first school, basketball super important. Maryland is, you know, a top 10, top 15 job, you know, maybe not a top 10, top 15 program anymore. But I think there have just been issues out there that have been a problem for multiple coaches in a row. So I wasn't sure, but I, you know, certainly wasn't expecting, you know, him to be adamant about, hey, if I get what I want, I'm staying and then leave. That probably wasn't the way to do it, clearly.
Do you think Willard underestimated how difficult it would be to have to share the pie with a Big Ten football program when he took the job at Maryland 3 years ago? Because clearly it's something that bothered him.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. I think everybody understands football drives the bus, you know, in the SEC and in the Big Ten, pretty much everywhere. You know, with rev share being becoming a part of it, it's about getting, you know, enough to be competitive combined with NIL money. Maryland was not the worst in the Big Ten in terms of NIL, but they were nowhere near the top. I think, you know, when he got here, if anything, he felt like, if this is, you know, a real basketball school and the people really love basketball and Maryland's a national championship program, I would imagine that we'll have, you know, the money to pay players. And, you know, it was always a struggle to get up towards the top of that league and some of the other big basketball schools around the country and NIL money. So I don't know what he thought when he got here, but it wasn't, you know, a place ultimately that he wanted to stay at, and it's similar to the last coach.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you know, I don't know what the relationship between Buzz Williams and Trev Alberts, the AD. Alberts hasn't been there very long, but my guess is it's kind of soured, even though it was a short-term relationship. But now Buzz, and I don't know what kind of money he was getting at A&M in terms
of, like, over $7 million.
No, I'm just
NIL.
Yeah, I'm talking about the money for the program. is he going to be dealing with the same thing Kevin Willard's going to be dealing with?
I hope not. I think that one of the things that may have been accomplished here in the last week and a half, no matter how ugly it got, you know, from, you know, especially Kevin's side, is that, you know, I think Maryland understands to be, you know, a major player consistently at the top of the sport, a sport that's become incredibly transactional in year to year. You know, they've got to have, you know, the top end spending money, at least in their league. And Kevin got what he wanted, you know, minus the AD. There was no AD. It was going to take time to hire an AD. And maybe the athletic department as it stands right now isn't necessarily what he wanted. But I think it would have been ultimately an AD that was more basketball friendly. But I think in a weird way, him leaving and the way he left may have left the place in a better position for the next guy. Mm-hmm. We'll see, but I think that's going to be true.
I think that makes sense. What was the attraction then for Buzz? Why did Buzz, you know, especially having no AD, I was kind of surprised that he was so quick to throw his name in the hat. And, you know, maybe Jason's right. Maybe he and Trev just hated each other. And, you know, you got to get along with your AD. It's hard to do that long term if you're not getting along great. But what was the attraction for Buzz?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jason nailed it. And I think it's been maybe the case in three different places that there's a bit of a high burn rate with him, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's from his end or the school's end, you know, it was, you know, 6 years at Marquette, 5 years at Virginia Tech, 6 years at Texas A&M. And that's the rap that he's had mm-hmm. is that he gets into a job and within a couple of years, he's looking for his next job. Mm-hmm. So he was available as much probably because he wanted out as maybe the school was ready to move on from him. So, you know, it was good timing for Maryland, given how bad the timing was in the way it unfolded with Kevin Willard, that somebody with Buzz Williams' resume was actually available.
Yeah.
Because they could have really been in a tough spot heading into next year. But I think that Buzz Williams leaving Texas A&M, I don't know if there's like massive tears in College Station that he's leaving. That doesn't mean he's not a good coach. He mm-hmm. is a good coach with a really good resume, and Maryland's getting themselves a coach that perhaps, you know, 48 hours ago, there was no guarantee they could get resume-wise.
Yeah. Right. I think at the end of the day, listen, what remains to be seen, I think it might be an upgrade at the end of the day for the Terps.
He's, you know, if you watched him over the years, stylistically, and Maryland fans may not love this,
right.
but it's defense, it's, you know, it's rebounding, and we just watched a team this year that averaged over 80 points a game and was free-flowing and shot a bunch of threes, had, you know, big guys inside out, and by the way, defended well as also. But there is some similarity in style of play to the way Mark Turgeon coached, mm-hmm. which was very successful, too, in terms of wins and tournament appearances. But, you know, that's what you're going to get. I had somebody tell me yesterday, he said, look, the guy's a little bit different. He's a little bit quirky, but he's a grinder and he wins.
Right.
And he's going to win at Maryland. So, you know, for Maryland fans, there's been a lot of winning. It just hasn't happened in March.
Yeah,
you know, until this year they got to the Sweet 16. And even the Sweet 16 under Gary, people used to complain that the Sweet 16 wasn't anywhere near good enough.
Right. Totally.
But that'll be ultimately the judge because it's a March sport.
Isn't it ironic that Turgeon leaves A&M and comes to Maryland and then a few years later, well, it was a while, but Buzz leaves A&M to come to Maryland.
Yeah. I mean, it was his. It was Turge's, you know, second stop. It was Buzz's,
yes.
you know, third stop, and Buzz is older than Kevin Willard and Mark Turgeon were when they took the Maryland job. But yeah, College Station to College Park.
Yep.
Why do we not have more Maryland blood in the coaching pipeline? It seemed like the only guy that we were strongly potentially considering was Dwayne, and God love Dwayne, but only 2 years as a head coach. It might have been a little early for him. I feel like we should have more guys in the pipeline than we do.
Yeah, I haven't given that a lot of thought, but you're right. It's not like there's a huge tree out there off of the last few coaches. I mean, yeah, I there, there's you have Sarunas Jasikevičius, who's been an unbelievable coach internationally and was an unbelievable coach, unbelievable player at internationally. But that's probably the most accomplished guy, I think.
That would have been a great hire. I would have been up for that if he would have been.
Yeah, I don't know if that was even considered. I don't think it was.
No. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that, do we know any other names that were seriously considered other than Buzz Williams? Is that starting to leak out?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Buzz the whole time.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if a Luke Murray was certainly considered. A Byington out of Vanderbilt may have been, you know, considered. A Tony Skin maybe, but I don't know anything for sure. I do think that for whatever reason, you know, Maryland never thinks super big. You know, they didn't think super big when they hired Mark. Mark was a solid hire, but, you know, that wasn't a big swing. Sean Miller, I think, in the moment would have been a big swing, and I guess they did think big because they got close, and then he looked kind of at the athletic department and the way it was structured and got out of Dodge quickly. And then with Kevin Willard, you know, Rick Pitino was out there. They didn't consider it this time. A guy like Chris Beard is out there. I understand there's some baggage, but they typically don't, for whatever reason, think big. I wish they would, but again, right now it was kind of hard to think big considering the timing of the way everything went
down. Do we know who the ultimate voice was in making the decision, or was it a group of people?
I would certainly suggest that the school president ultimately made the final call on this.
Was Gary involved?
Yeah, I think Gary was definitely involved, part of the committee and part of the advisory group on this.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be nuts not to, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you think Buzz got any assurances, or is his contract so sort of like locked down that he could maybe have say on the AD, or... Like, what do you think? It's just that aspect of him coming here without knowing who ultimately his boss is going to be is wild.
Yeah, which tells you a little bit about his situation at Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. You know, that he was, you know, he was looking to get out. Maybe they were looking to move on. So, yeah, there's a bit of that in play here. It doesn't erase the fact that the guys won at every level. His players have liked him. And he's a really good basketball coach. But for whatever reason, after 5 or 6 years, it turns pretty stale for whatever reason with him. Mm-hmm. And that's been the pattern. Hopefully at 52 years old, being, you could argue, at the best basketball job he's been at. Marquette is certainly very good. But, you know, Texas A&M isn't Maryland in terms of a basketball program or pedigree. Virginia Tech isn't. You know, maybe this will be a place where he can finally settle that down and hang out for more than 5 or 6 years. And to your point, I think a lot of Maryland people are hoping that what they decided to step up and offer Kevin to stay, you know, is in place consistently for the next coach.
I wonder how many of the A&M players he's going to bring here.
I know. Yeah.
I'm guessing there's going to be multiple.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people thought, oh, my God, you know, the program's damaged forever. That's just not what the sport is now. You know, the sport, Maryland had a losing record last year. They ended up in the Sweet 16 with a completely different team this year. You can turn it around in a year. I mean, this is transactional. It's year to year now in college basketball. And getting somebody like Buzz Williams gives you a chance to be competitive next year. Let's see what happens. I think Rodney Rice is the first guy Maryland fans would say, God, figure out a way to pay him, you know, $1.5 to $2 million to keep him. You know, he's all Big Ten, you know, potential next year. The big guy Payne from A&M, who had big games in the tournament, he had played at Minnesota. He's got a year left. So, you know, let's see if anybody comes with Buzz Williams. He was obviously working the portal already, working recruiting already. So this always happens with coaches who are coaching and are head coaches, where you see a lot of the guys they were dealing with end up coming with them.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, when do you do your schedule release, your predicted schedule release?
The schedule comes out like in mid-May, so I guess I'll figure it out right around, you know, May 1st or somewhere around there.
A mock schedule. Very good. Love it.
We figured out a little pool. We did this last year. We did a little pool where you get points for, and we put $10 in it each, and you get points for landing the team in a certain week, or landing a team in a certain month. We figured that out just to make it more interesting, huh?
He's a pro at it.
Yeah, well, he can be in our pool if he wants.
That's the point, is I'm not a pro at it. It doesn't typically work out for me, but it's fun to consider it. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but Christmas Day is a triple header this year.
Yeah.
So you got Thanksgiving and Christmas with three games each. Yeah. Washington's going to play on one of those 2 days.
Oh, 100%. Is Washington going to play overseas?
I think Madrid's a possibility against Miami.
Yeah, right. That'd be interesting, too.
All right, Kevin.
They also play the Chargers, right, who play in Brazil.
They play in Brazil, correct.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, if they play in Brazil, the kickoff time won't be much different, if at all, right? But if they play in Madrid, they're going to be kicking off at 9:30.
Last year when the Packers played the Eagles, I think that was like an 8 p.m. kickoff.
But if they play Madrid, you got to get up early.
Definitely going to be different.
Yeah, yep. It's a Sunday. The Madrid is the Sunday morning.
Correct.
And the Brazil is the Friday night thing. Opening weekend. Yeah.
That's like the one European country Jason's been to, right? Spain? You went to Italy, too.
I've been to Spain and Italy. That's it. And I'm good. I'm tapped out.
You've had enough.
I'm tapped out.
He used a sponsor back in the day for his honeymoon, right? Spanair.
No,
smart. Yes, he did.
Yeah, smart guy.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Who wouldn't take advantage of that? Free airfare over there.
Did you haggle with the sponsor?
Probably.
For more?
That's just the way I am.
Chances are high, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think I put them out of business because they weren't. I don't think they were a sponsor the following year.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, buddy.
Boys.
All right, buddy. You can listen to the Kevin Sheehan Show 10 till 1 right after us on the Team 980.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.